My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dibs, before you react to anything John Lynch related, let's let everybody hear that. Here's the opening question and response. Obviously, it was about Brandon Ayuk. Here's that.
Reports or suggestions that Brandon Ayuk was going to practice today, to your knowledge, is he going to be out there?
We'll see. I think you'll see right with me. I know he's here today, and that's the expectation.
Okay, so that's Matt Maiocco with the question from NBC Sports Bay Area. There's the answer from John Lynch. It is a we'll see. Practice starts at 3. That's 1 minute ago.
Yep.
So we are all anxiously following all of the 49er reporters on the scene, including our own guy, Jake Hutchinson, for updates on what Brandon is doing.
And we'll have that for you as soon as we get that first glimpse of Brandon Ayuk, or maybe we get no glimpse and practice goes on for 20 minutes and he's not out there, or maybe he's on a side field. We don't yet know, but the John Lynch quote of, but at some point you've got to play, because he talked about, I'm not going to get into the communication between their side and his side, but at some point you've got to play. That to me was the big takeaway from John Lynch on Brandon Ayuk, because that's the point we're at. 12 days until the opener. Okay, Brandon, you wanted this. We wanted to offer you that. You wanted a trade. We found a trade for you. You didn't want to go, whatever. We're now 12 days away from the opener. At some point, you've got to play. And I think we're getting close to that point.
No question. There were three things that stood out to me from John Lynch. That was one of them. You pointed out right there, at some point, you've got to play. There were two other things. One, he snuck in that in talking about Terrace Marshall, quote, it's a fun place for receivers to thrive. And whatever your best is, I think you'll find it here.
Interesting.
And
pointed.
Very pointed.
Yes.
And then the last thing that caught my attention was John was asked, is this driving you crazy? And John did not hesitate. He said, yeah. I mean, look, for those of us who watch these things and listen to these things and really try to take something from people who are professionals at saying lots but saying nothing because they've got to stay guarded on what's going on.
Yeah.
Kyle and John both wore their frustrations today.
No doubt. And you could hear it. And at the same time, they both did not hide their effusive praise for Trent Williams. John saying, Trent's a fantastic player. He's a tremendous leader on this team. We value Trent. We want Trent here. I'm hopeful that can happen soon. He and Kyle both went out of their way to really praise Trent, as they should, as a leader, as a 49er and all the rest. So I was struck by the difference in the tone,
totally,
how they talked about Brandon versus how they talked about Trent.
Here is what Kyle Shanahan said specific to the Trent Williams update.
I haven't talked to him for a number of days, but, you know, Trent will give every day. We'll let it be as close as possible, but we got to get with him. We got to see him. We got to talk to him. Very similar to how we were with Bosa. There wasn't a day that we would put on the calendar would be our last day. It's, you hope it's every day that's already passed. So each day makes it harder and harder, but you don't really make that decision until you see someone, talk to him.
I mean, I think you're hearing his tone there when he's like, I mean, we'll go as long as we can on Trent. And sort of, I translate that as, this is getting uncomfortable. This is getting real uncomfortable, but we'll go as long as we can, give Trent every opportunity to play, and then added in the optimism part based on the fact that, quote, both sides want to get a deal done. I didn't hear anything like that with regard to Brandon Ayuk.
No.
There is no both sides want to get a deal done. The quote was, at some point, you got to go play.
That's it.
And we're here.
And I'm reading from Jake Hutchinson, Hutch, who joins us all the time here on 95.7 The Game. John Lynch was asked if there's good communication with Brandon Ayuk after saying there's good communication with Trent Williams. And John Lynch responded with, yeah, there's communication. So you've got good communication with Trent. And I think you heard Kyle right there. And, you know, Kyle reminded me of the movie Say Anything.
Okay.
Where John Cusack is holding the boombox over his head, trying to get Ione Skye's attention.
Brother, that's a way back movie.
It is.
That's a long time ago you're referencing right
probably
now.
Probably 30 years, Grandy. I don't even want to look
it.
At you.
No, I'm on it.
Yeah, I
know that one.
There's no way that 1989.
The
you
upshot
just threw
is
that out from 35 years ago, like everybody's like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Well, if you'd allow me to explain, the upshot is a young man in love with a woman, and he's holding a boombox with her favorite song above his head in the street to get her attention. That is what Kyle Shanahan is doing for Trent Williams. He's John Cusack. She is Ione Skye, or he is rather, and he's trying to woo her with all of his might. Meanwhile, with Brandon Ayuk, you don't get those same vibes. Yeah, there's communication.
Oh, no. This is an angry place now.
For sure.
And it should be. We are. And we're not even, like, we got nothing to do with I don't have a dialogue.
I need to know if I should draft him or not.
Don't.
You won't.
I won't.
Fifth round?
Won't.
Sixth round?
No, thanks.
Sneak him in the seventh?
I'm all in on Debo this year. If you want to talk fantasy wide receivers on the Niners, I'm all in on Debo Samuel. Debo came in, he's wearing a new number.
Yeah.
He's all slim. He's ticked off. People talking about how he's going to get released at the end of the year. Debo with an attitude, sign me up. Sign me up. Okay?
DWA.
I'm in.
Debo with an attitude.
I'm in.
Okay.
Sign me up. But Brandon, I mean, look. Do I think he's going to play? Yes. Could this get wobbly? It already is.
It has, yeah.
We don't have a dollar on the line. We love our team. And so this is nerve-wracking on some level. But that's what August has been for me. You've watched me do it. I've made peace with the idea of the Niners not having Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, on Monday. Monday at 2 was your deadline. Yeah,
like, we have no choice. We have no choice. Listen to these guys. At some point, you got to go play. Yeah, man. I have no idea how this. Like, I'm done with predictions on what he's going to do. The only prediction I'll make, there's no way this dude makes microwave popcorn and watches the Niners play the Jets and loses $783,000. Like everybody said, oh, he's just going to sit there. Sure. Okay.
Well, he might be on the sideline in sweats because he's not ready to go.
Yeah, that's possible.
And if he actually makes it out to practice, and I'm still waiting to get the official word on...
I'm refreshing Twitter like it's the trade deadline right now.
Yeah. Brandon Ayuk has jogged onto the field. I mean, I'm waiting for that tweet or for a tweet of, I don't see BA out here, but 12 days. Think about it right now, Mark. If he jogs out and he goes through individual side work, could he be ready to go 12 days from tonight to take on the Jets down at Levi's? He could, but I honestly would kind of bet against it. The ramp up for 12 days between now, if he jogs onto the field in Santa Clara at 3:09 on a Wednesday, they have a game in 12 days and 2 hours. Is that enough time for him to get ready and be?
I think it is. I do.
It's getting close, I think.
I know. But if he works out on the side for the rest of this week and then does a regular practice week with his team next week.
Because Kyle even was asked about what positions work better on that. And he did say defensive line is one where, you know, and that's where Nick Bosa, he signed like, what, 4 days before?
Right. And it's like, Nick, go get that guy.
Okay.
He's like, okay.
Oh my gosh.
Rolando in Napa. Hi, Rolando. What's up?
Hey, I'm a big fan of your show. I love you guys.
Thanks.
And I'm a big Niner fan. So, you know, a couple months ago, I predicted when I told everybody that the Niners should trade for Christian McCaffrey, and my prediction did come through. So I have another crazy prediction. I think Brandon is going to get traded, and I believe he's going to Cincinnati for Jamar Chase.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, this is so fun.
That would be so salacious and fun, Rolando. You really think that's going to happen?
Listen, I want to play a couple facts. John Lynch said this organization is willing to do anything to win. They trade for Trent Williams.
Yep.
They went big on the Christian McCaffrey trade. They went big, and they kind of blew up in their face with Trey Lance. I mean, why not? I mean, I'm not a drunk or a drug addict, but I think, why not? Why not trade for Jamar?
First of all, it'd be totally okay if you're drinking at 3. That's number one. Number two, I'll give you the reason why. You gave all the reasons why the Niners would do it. Want to venture a guess as to why the Bengals wouldn't?
Yeah.
That's the only problem with your theory, Rolando, and thank you very much. The Bengals have no interest in parting with Jamar Chase.
Well, and if they're not going to pay Jamar, they wouldn't want to pay Brandon the same amount of money.
Well, Jamar would be up in the CD Justin category.
But so whatever. Brandon would be like, if you don't want to pay Jamar 32, you don't want to pay Brandon 30.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.